If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm really glad you're tuning in today. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School. Today, we've got an episode that kind of speaks to the heart of a core side hustling issue, especially if you're doing a service business. If you're selling e-commerce, it's a little bit different because people just go and buy something on your website. They make payment right away. Often, though, in performing a service, you invoice or you somehow get paid after providing the service. It's actually better if you can do it beforehand, but I might mention that in my answer. First, though, the question it comes from Tim in Dallas. He has been tutoring math for 2 years and has never sent out an invoice. Never sent out an invoice in 2 years. Now, just to be clear, he has been getting paid, at least most of the time. But that's just happening with cash and Venmo, like right after the service. And in a lot of ways, it's better to have an invoicing system. So this isn't just about Tim's lack of an invoicing system. I think there's a deeper layer here, which is the mental block many of us face when it comes to formalizing aspects of our business that we're not familiar with or that we've been running informally for a long time. Might actually scare us a little bit. It's easy to procrastinate and just say, I'll get to it eventually. But then, of course, that never happens. And I have 100% been there. In fact, I think in some areas of my business, I'm probably in that space right now. I mean, I know how to do invoices, but there's lots of other stuff that I get stuck on. So let's talk about both how to deal with the financial management process, in at least in a simplified way, and also about what to do with these psychological barriers. So a lot to do here, but I'll try to be concise. Want to respect your time and give you something helpful. Tim's detailed question coming right up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, I'm Tim from Dallas, and I've been tutoring students in math for the last 2 years. To be honest, I have never sent out an invoice. I've just been taking payments in cash or through Venmo. Am I setting myself up for some serious financial issues? I know this isn't the best way to manage finances, but I've just never gotten around to changing it.
All right, Tim, I know a lot of other listeners have probably dealt with this or will deal with this at some point. If they're still getting started with things. So as mentioned, there are two interconnected issues here, the practical matter of actually sending an invoice or setting up an invoicing system, and whatever the psychological hurdle is that is keeping you from implementing one. And maybe it is just a practical thing, but I think for a lot of people, like they procrastinate because there's some sort of avoidance to it that is psychological. So, you know, taking money, cash, Venmo, nothing wrong with that, just to be clear. But I think it's going to be better to have, you know, an invoicing system, some record keeping for taxes, you know, client management and so on, especially if you're going to build at some point or start a new side hustle. So on the practical side, just choose something simple. There are lots of tools. You know, FreshBooks is great. QuickBooks is great. There are others. There are many different invoicing systems. They are all very low cost, well worth it. I would just say pick one. You know, several have been sponsors of the podcast, so I don't recommend one over the others, but you know, they all do really good things. Okay. Start small. You know, just ease into the transition. Go ahead and sign up for the free trial or whatever the lowest priced plan is. And tell your clients, hey, I'm, you know, tell one of your trusted long-term clients, hey, I'm trying to actually professionalize better here. So I'm moving to this new system. It's really simple. We're just going to send you an email after the session. You can pay right away, you know, that kind of thing. And by the way, actually, I think you can use invoices in advance. If you're doing, you know, 4 sessions next month, you can send out that invoice before the sessions start. You don't have to wait till they're completed. This is a common misunderstanding that you actually have to perform all the work before billing for it. In some industries, that's the norm, but in others, there's a lot of flexibility for it. So I actually think it's better, if possible, to get paid before you provide the service. So that's a side note there. And on the other side, I just want you to think about like why you're having this side hustle in the first place. It is often for so many people about increasing their confidence and their belief in themselves. And part of that is going to just be further increased or improved by some aspects of professionalization. Doesn't mean you need to add layers of bureaucracy and paperwork, but just a little bit of professionalization can help you feel better about this business that you're building. So I encourage you to take the step, at least, as I said, sign up for a tool, get the lowest, you know, the lowest cost plan, and see how it feels to go through that invoicing system. And I bet it's actually going to help once you kind of go to the other side of it. So Tim and anybody else out there, remember, I'm cheering you on. I think it's just so admirable. People starting lots of different projects, you know, making investments in themselves. And so I want to be as helpful as possible. Let me know how I can do that. Of course, you can tune in every day, 7 days a week. It's always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.